This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some elementary school students in Denver returned to remote learning today after a week of in-person instruction that has some parents upset. Hundreds of them have joined virtual town hall meetings. Parent Kathleen Heine attended a protest on Friday.
I think we in Denver have our priorities backwards. Like, it's okay to keep pot shops and liquor stores and bars open, but not our students to go back to school.
The move back to remote learning is for 3rd through 5th graders. A new sign in Denver recognizes a black teenager who was lynched 120 years ago. Denverite's Kevin Beatty was there for its unveiling.
In 1900, Preston Porter Jr. was accused of murdering a white teenager on Colorado's plains. He was jailed in Denver and sent to Lyman. That's where a mob chained him to railroad ties and burned him in front of a crowd. Judy Ullman with the Colorado Lynching Memorial Project helped install a new sign telling Porter's story downtown.
It's never fully surfaced to where everybody can feel that they know that this is part of Denver and Colorado's history. We're hoping that this marker might be the way that we finally recognize this history and accept it.
A virtual dedication ceremony is planned in November on the anniversary of Porter's death. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
More than 300 homes have been destroyed by the East Troublesome wildfire, and between 1 and 200 structures like barns and garages were also lost. Grand County Sheriff Brett Schroetland posted the information on Facebook Sunday night. He said many people first learned of their losses Sunday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.